It's time for another award-winning episode of The Square and the Round, a podcast hosted by myself, Chris Kelly, and B.B. Shea.
What's going on?
You just said something to me, and I have not seen it. You said, have we seen ESPN's top 100 athletes since the year 2000?
Yes.
And you think it's interesting. Now, I was ready to talk Olympics, which is all about athletes and athletics. You're a fan of the Olympics.
I love the Summer Olympics. I don't know anything about the Winter Olympics.
You're like summer over winter. Well, yes. The greatest Olympic moment for me ever was the 1980 U.S. hockey win, the gold medal over the Soviet. Yeah. You seen the movie Miracle?
I never saw it. I know it's important. I know it's huge.
Oh, my. That was incredible. Otherwise, yeah. I generally like the Summer Olympics better because I like the swimming and some of the track and field. I don't like anything about the gymnastics at all. Later, we're ranking our top five Olympic athletes.
Yeah, yeah.
Do not expect a gymnast.
I don't have one either.
I know Simone Biles should be on there.
Yes, she should.
I don't care one thing about gymnastics.
It's weird, man, because I was going through this list, and I honestly only watch the basketball when it comes to the Olympics. And I know that's vanilla.
But you just said how much you love the Olympics. You watch the basketball.
I do love the Olympics, and I love when it's happening. Mm. But I don't watch it. I don't watch it either. It's like when I was in 2004, mm-hmm. I was in Baltimore for a baseball trip, and that's when the Olympics were happening. That's when Michael Phelps was. When he's from Baltimore. When he was really popping.
Oh yeah,
and it was just this aura in the air, and it was just such a great thing. I've been in love with it ever since. But honest to God, I'm like you, like the gymnastics. I watch some of the running, but that's about it.
This time I'll tell you what I love is the setting in Paris.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I mean, that's beautiful.
How much of the opening ceremony did you watch?
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
I found that to be long and tedious, but beautiful.
Beautiful. Gorgeous.
Long.
And I loved the different stuff that they threw in there, like the metal band
that played.
Was super cool.
Yep. But then, what about the controversy?
The controversy.
Well, do you think they had what drag queens doing what some say was a mocking version of the Last Supper? So a lot of Christians say we're under attack. But it was pointed out to me, and this is true, that shows like The Simpsons, The Muppets, many have done parodies of The Last Supper. And the Olympics did say this is not about The Last Supper. It was something else.
True.
It was called I don't know. It's some sort of nod to Greek mythology.
But art's supposed to be controversial.
Art is supposed to be controversial. But would you want? See, I would have stayed away from that if I was the organizer of the Olympic.
True.
I would not have drag queens do anything, because as soon as you see that, you know it's going to be like, well, that's a hot button.
Well, I mean, I don't necessarily think that the inclusion of drag queens was an issue. Maybe in that particular thing, maybe you could have added them in some or other respect.
Maybe,
but sure, like. I understand that people would be been out of shape about them portraying Jesus and the Last Supper.
But they say they weren't doing that. But then again, here I say I wouldn't have put it in because it's a hot button, hot thing. But the whole point was inclusion of everybody.
Of course.
You know? So here I am, Mr. Blockhead, the dumbass. No, you can't put anything
in. But at the end of the day, it's about sports.
Well, that's what I think. Yeah. I mean, I would make it, if I were in charge of it, I would make it beautiful. Celebrate French history and vanilla. I mean, you know, and make it where anybody who sees it could not say, I'm offended by it. You know, I wouldn't want anything where any group, especially a group as large as Christians, to say, I'm offended by this.
You know,
I would want to have this come off as, oh my God, that was a beautiful thing. Plus, I would have kept it a little more brief. I would have had it.
It doesn't need to be 5 hours long.
Ugh.
Like the longest part needs to be the introduction of the countries.
Yes.
You don't need to spend 9 hours, you know, dancing in the streets.
Like I know.
But that's the thing about Paris is there's such a rich history.
Well,
or France, there's such a rich history in that country. There's a lot to cover.
But edit it down. Yeah. I mean, if 2 hours.
But then America's, how long is that going to be?
If I could give a 30 nod.
30 minutes?
Yes.
You know?
Well, if I gave, I would say to the, in Los Angeles, in 4 years when they do it, do it shorter, just with some brevity to it. Try to, you know, America's got a great history.
It does.
But we could do it in a shorter amount of time.
Let me speak on this for a second. While I was watching the opening ceremony and I watched all of the things that they traveled through, the history of France and yada, yada, yada.
Yes.
It made me really love America a little bit more because we have been around twice, like a third of the time that France has been
probably
around.
Probably less.
Probably less.
Less, yes.
And like, we're really out here now. Well, like, we kind of came up, dude.
Listen, not to sound all rah-rah patriot, we're the best country.
We really are.
We are the best country. Like, I mean, we just
are. In a fraction of the time, we became the best. And I had nothing to do with it. Mm. There's people who set forth for us to be the best country in the world. And saying that made me go, like, it's kind of legit.
Do you know what some would say to that? Is we're the best country because we're an idea that said back when we were founded, okay, survival of the fittest, the best gets it. You know, we're just go and get it.
Yeah.
And now some would say, people who support Donald Trump would probably say, well, now we're weakening ourselves through political correctness and inclusion that is to the nth degree, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Probably the more the merrier when it comes to it. Because we've always said, give everybody, come and contribute. For sure. I don't know, but I just know we're the best country. We just are. I mean, we do it right.
You know, and then another thing that's baffled me was, you know, the founding fathers were like 20.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy, dude?
They got it done, didn't they? They got it done.
I don't know why I thought about that as well.
You ever see Hamilton?
I didn't see Hamilton.
You better see
Hamilton.
Hamilton.
I need to get cultured.
Hamilton rocks. Yeah. I mean, it is so good as a real way to communicate the way the country was founded.
The next time it comes around, I need to go see it.
Well, I would see it. Well,
it's
coming
on Disney
around.
Plus now, isn't
it?
Okay.
I would recommend seeing it on Disney Plus. It's the original cast, and it's phenomenal.
Okay.
And I thought, well, I don't want to see it like that. But when I did, I was like, oh, I'm so glad I did. Now, it's coming to we have a Tanger Center here. It's coming in the fall.
It's coming back.
It's coming back in the fall. That's great, too. I mean, to see
it
in person.
That's one of those musicals that just...
Oh.
That's
one I've ever seen.
Always going to have legs. You know what I mean?
Best one I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved it. But that original cast, watch it on Disney Plus if you
can. I'll check it out. What do you like, 4 hours?
Hamilton? No, it's not that long.
Okay.
They have an intermission. It's probably 2.5.
Okay.
It's really, really well done. And I heard the hype, like, Hamilton. And I was like, no, I'm not going to see it. Then I did. And now, I mean, I just was mesmerized.
Okay.
I loved it that much. Point is, America rocks. I love that we kick ass in the medals.
I love
we go over.
We win every year, dude. It's so awesome.
It is awesome.
Could you imagine, like, not winning? Like,
no.
Just being, like, no disrespect, but, like, Bulgaria?
No.
Let's just
celebrate our greatness, you know? Well, there's another thing. I think a lot of Trump supporters are like, let's celebrate our greatness.
Yeah.
We are America, you know? Anyhow, we do a top five on this podcast every week. And you suggested, I wanted this little exchange to get out there. You suggested, should we go back to do a top five songs by a certain artist, which we've done before?
We did the Rolling Stones a few weeks ago. Yeah.
And I said, okay, that sounds good to me. How about Bruce Springsteen? And you said, he's the one guy I know nothing about. I'm not doing that. And then you said, how about the Beatles? And it's like, all right, so we'll do top five Beatles songs ever. But then I thought, maybe we should do something Olympic related. So I wrote back to you, how about top five American Olympic athletes all time? And you said, that might be a little more timely. And I thought, a little more timely.
Right in the heat of it. Yeah.
The Beatles best songs versus greatest American Olympic. We have to go with the Olympics.
It happens for 18 days every 4 years.
This has to be.
And we just happen to be doing it in the middle of that.
Right
so
now. We're going
to
do it
It's the definition of timely.
We'll do the Beatles when, you know, God forbid, Ringo Starr passes.
Which may be soon.
Hopefully it's many years from now.
Yeah.
He'll probably outlast this podcast.
Probably
but
so.
Nonetheless,
he
can do it. But I like, now, right before we go on and crack the microphones, you said, have you seen ESPN's list of the top 100 athletes since the year 2000? Now, let me guess. You've got the, is it controversial?
I've got the, you know, there is.
You got the top 5 or 10?
I got the top 10.
Let me, okay.
And all 10 make sense.
Let me guess number one. Tiger Woods.
No.
LeBron James.
No.
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 No to Tiger Woods and no to LeBron James.
He actually may be on the list of our other top 5.
Michael Phelps is number one.
So top 100 athletes.
Yes.
Since 2000, everything
Michael
before
Phelps.
1999
doesn't count.
Does not count.
Michael Phelps.
He's number one.
I don't agree with that.
I don't either, but I kind of do.
I understand where it's coming from, but Tiger Woods has, I mean, sustained greatness. As does LeBron James.
As does
Steph Curry.
Yes.
I cannot agree with that. I mean, yes, he was amazing.
Yeah.
But he did it, you know, over two Olympics. Not.
True.
Many years, you know, in a row, like Tiger Woods did.
But I mean, you know, I think as far as sport goes, there's no higher level.
Yeah,
and
he dominated.
Most decorated Olympic athlete of all time.
He's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, and boy, he can do a bong rip with the best of them. You ever see that?
Dude.
He ripped that bong right after he killed got back it. From the Olympics, and they were like, "Gee,
what
the
lung power!" And the won again.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
the lung power on that guy.
You gotta have good lungs if you're in the pool that long.
He's basically like a fish.
Yeah, he is.
I read once when he was winning all those medals, Michael Phelps, that his body. Honestly, he had some sort of, it wasn't a disease per se, but it's some sort of a little enigma where he was like a fish.
Yeah.
I mean, he was built to swim, and he worked on it.
Do you remember when he did Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
And none of the clothes fit him?
Yeah.
Because his torso was so long.
So good.
Like every bit, he was showing midriff.
Yeah. How do you not?
Yeah. It's so funny.
If I had his midriff, I'd show it too.
True. I would
too. You know, no problem.
Yeah.
And by the way, when he used to train, he would eat like 5,000-6,000 calories.
Yeah.
You do that.
I do that.
Why don't you
but
look
I don't
like
swim.
Him?
I do it and then sit down.
Jeez. If you
he
added
eats
in
and
some
then be,
swimming.
Is active.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. So number one is Michael Phelps. Number two, these are the greatest athletes since the year 2000. It's got to be LeBron or Tiger.
No.
What?
Yeah, right?
Steph Curry.
I was keeping up with this as they were coming out.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, these guys, no. Not
what sport?
Tennis.
No. Federer.
No.
Djokovic.
No.
No.
No. I mean,
Nadal?
No.
Oh, Serena Williams.
Serena Williams. There you go. Okay. Yeah. Number two,
I'm sexist.
Serena Williams.
I'm so sexist. I don't even think of the woman. I don't even think of her. I disagree with the top two.
This number three, I disagree with. I mean, great, but I disagree with as well.
What is it?
Lionel Messi.
Oh, no.
No.
Good God. You know why they do that? Lists like that are made for controversy.
They
are. For us people to talk about.
Well, I mean, okay, number one, I get. Number two, and you can make arguments for these people, but
come on.
Four is LeBron James.
As it should be.
Five is Tom Brady.
I get
who
that.
Who should maybe be number one.
Number one, it should be Brady. Yeah.
Number six is Roger Federer. Seven, Simone Biles.
Why is Tiger Woods not in the top?
Eight, Tiger Woods.
Why is he not up there?
I don't understand. He needs to be at least top three.
I think he should be two. I think it should be, the top three should be Brady, LeBron, and Tiger in whatever order.
Especially just since 2000.
Yes.
I agree. Yes.
Those are the three most dominant athletes in their sports since 2000.
But I guess I guess you could make this a knock against any Olympians is they only do it for 18 days a year.
That's what I'm saying about
like
him.
LeBron James has been the best basketball player in the world.
You have to keep sustained excellence.
For the last 24 years.
Tiger Woods had sustained excellence for years and years and years and years. So did Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Michael Phelps, as great as he is, only has to do it. And not even 18 days. He has to do it for like a week.
Yeah.
You know, he's not there the entire time. His events are done. I mean, it's greatness. And he
has
to work.
You're right. Absolutely.
He has to work when the cameras are not on. But so do the other guys. And they have to do it. Under the big spotlight more often.
Rounding out the top 10, 9, Usain Bolt. Number 10, Kobe Bryant, which...
I don't know about all those. I'm not sure, but I don't like that list.
There was one thing that did happen in this list that really upset me, mainly because I'm a Yankee fan.
Mm.
They put Adrian Beltre over Derek Jeter.
How can you do that?
I have no clue.
Adrian Beltre?
Adrian Beltre, they
over
said, was
Derek
better than Derek Jeter.
Come on. Since 2000?
Since 2000.
I don't agree with that.
I don't
either.
Agree with that
that's
either, but
stupid.
Hey, you know, that's ESPN for you.
It's no wonder they're losing viewers.
Exactly.
ESPN is going downhill because of stuff like that.
And we're gaining viewers.
Because we tell
the truth.
We keep gaining viewers because we tell the truth.
We tell the truth.
Exactly.
Yes.
So you've done your 999 challenge as well. Let's delve a little more into that. That was impressive. The 999 challenge was given to us by a listener, viewer, Kyle. Mm-hmm. Nine hot dogs in nine innings and nine beers in nine innings, and you did it at a Colorado Rockies game, and you said it was easier than you thought it
was.
It was
easier
be.
Than I thought.
That's impressive. I'm impressed with
which
that.
Which is kind of wild because it overtook my mind for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
That's all I thought about
I never
for 3 or 4
that.
Days.
I never would. You know, that challenge, I would have probably said I would have done it and never done it.
I did it, man. And
I
was had some help. Like, my dad was there to kind of help get beers for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's too bad that list you just had came out before you did that.
Tell me
about
it, bro.
Because you might have cracked the top 25.
I probably could have.
Over something
Lewis
like that.
Lewis Hamilton. Who's that?
Yeah.
Ooh, race car driver just sitting down all day.
What is that? You did the 999.
I did the 999. I put my body on the line.
Do you know, I never could drink a beer around my father.
And really?
I don't think I'll ever do it around my son either. Yeah, it's a quirk.
It was later on in my life when my parents like started drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we became of age, me and my brother, that's kind of when my dad started drinking.
Or he started, maybe
more,
he didn't do it around you when you were younger.
But it was like it was a fatherly, like it was a friendly thing.
Yes.
Not like he's an alcoholic or anything, which is the farthest thing from the truth. Just like you these guys like beer, let's have a beer together.
I would never drink in front of my father.
Really?
Period. Like, I would never, ever have done that in front of him. And my son either. I will never, I don't think he's ever seen me like drink a beer. Yeah. Very rarely would he see
but
that.
But you even like beer that much? Like, I don't see you as much of a drinker.
No, I'm not really much of a drinker, yeah. Period, honestly. Yeah. I just don't do that. But, and especially lately. But I can never see myself. But a lot of people say sharing a beer with your dad is like the greatest thing. It's like, you know, you've come of age now, yeah. Which is a great thing. I never could do it. But you said the beer was the harder part than the hot dog.
The beer was the harder part because I can't chug beer. Mm-hmm. I don't like the taste of beer.
Right.
It's not refreshing.
What'd you get? What kind of beer did you
get? Coors Light.
Yeah, something light.
Which I thought was going to be cheap because it's Coors Field.
Yes.
I thought they were just going to have a funnel
from
Golden, Colorado,
into
the stadium. But no, it was still like 5 or 6 beers apiece. Yeah. And the total of everything was $200.
Yeah.
And that's what hurt the most.
The price.
The price.
We really should have paid for that here. We challenged you.
Yeah, that's
we
what
challenged
I told,
you.
Whenever I got challenged, I'm like, I need some help financially.
Yeah,
we didn't do it.
I didn't do it. I don't do it. We were just commenting today. Another colleague was saying how when you got that second job as a janitor, I was celebrating it because I thought like you wanted that for
working
fun.
Working hard, yeah.
I don't know. No. Do you know that? Here's a stat I read today. Well, I'll let you guess. Maybe you heard this already. What percentage of people have a side job, a second job?
Oh,
today, what percentage of people who are working at one job also have a second?
I wouldn't be surprised if it was over 50.
Oh, it's not over 50.
No. Not over 50.
No, it's 36.
Okay. 36.
Which
That's still substantial.
I thought it would be like 10.
Yeah.
I thought 1 out of every 10 people would have a second job.
Yeah.
You have a second job.
Uh-huh.
Do you still?
Oh, I'm sorry. No.
Not anymore.
Sort of. I have a side hustle.
Well,
I do PA for college
sports.
Well,
that counts.
But
that counts.
It's not like I'm doing something every day.
Well, that counts.
It's something to make
money. They call
it
a side hustle. They say, who has a side hustle?
Yeah.
And they're saying it became so much easier after COVID because now it's work from home or work for the app or you know, whatever, and you can make extra money doing that. Probably a good idea.
Well, I mean, in all honesty, it's not that hard to get a job.
Yeah, not these days.
Like, it's really not. Like, I know you won't be making a lot of money, but you'll be making something, you know, and there's opportunity for growth in these places where you can get a job.
Yeah, but you know, in 2019, only 19% of people had a second, like a side hustle.
Really?
So it's gone up, it's doubled,
you
know, in those 5 years. Because it's easier and because people need the money.
Well, wages have stayed the same and things have become more expensive.
That's the whole thing.
I mean, that's the bottom line of the whole thing.
Right.
At the end of the day, people don't want to go to work.
Yeah. No, God,
I don't believe, like, if it was up to me, I'd stay home all day and do nothing.
Yeah, right, of course.
But
that's the dream.
Fortunately, you know.
That's the whole dream.
But at the end, I do enjoy work.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said you're...
I like getting up and doing something because I can't sit for too long.
I feel like if you don't work, you really start to fall apart.
Yeah.
You know, or if you don't get out and do something, you really start to fall apart.
But, you know, the second job thing, that's not surprising
That's a lot of work. There was a time when I was in college, I was working like 3 jobs, and that was a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I would do radio station for the college station, a different radio station, and still work for the a barbecue place.
Yeah,
you know, that was tough. That wasn't easy.
Well, that's when you're usually when you're cutting your teeth, man. That's important.
You got to get it done.
That's important for the story.
Okay, that makes sense. That's important for the story.
It's important
for the
story.
That. What did you think of in the opening ceremonies of the Olympics, Kelly Clarkson? Did you see her?
I didn't see much of her. I saw more of the pomp and circumstances instead of like the talking heads and
stuff.
She
was terrible.
I heard that she wasn't great. I heard she was like misplaced.
She did no preparation. I get they wanted sort of an outside voice there, like a fan. But she did no preparation. And like everything that happened, she said it was the greatest thing of all time. Like it rained.
Yeah.
And she was like, it's so magical with the rain. It's like nobody wants it to rain.
But
it's miserable. You
know, people forget how Kelly Clarkson got famous.
American Idol.
Kelly Clarkson wasn't like a talent or a personality.
No.
Like she was just some girl who got discovered.
Great singer.
I didn't mean to say no, not talent. She is talented, but she's not like a personality.
No.
You know, so when you put her in situations like that, it kind of makes sense that she's not great.
But she does a talk show. She's been doing a talk show for a long
time. She's not great at that either.
You don't think?
No, not at all.
I like her on the talk show. I've always liked her. I like her on the talk show because I think she's kind of down to earth and real.
Yeah.
But then in the Olympics, like she needed to say something of note. I mean, she said nothing.
But there's a possibility that she was really just overwhelmed. She probably had never seen stuff like that in her entire life.
Apparently she was. And it was just like, I don't believe she'll be back.
That is a singular experience. I kind of get it.
Well, I don't think they're going to have her on the closing ceremonies. And I don't think they're going to have her there 4 years from now in Los Angeles. I just do not.
Absolutely.
I mean, it
not.
was rough.
Yeah.
I don't like Mike Tirico, but I thought he did an excellent job handling
he
this.
I've seen a little bit more of him. He does kind of fit in well.
Perfect at the Olympics.
Yes.
Do you know much about him for his calls in the NFL and that kind of thing?
Not really, no.
I find him very boring.
Really? Okay.
Very.
Yeah.
I've never liked him. But on this, he seems very informed and informative,
yeah,
which I have liked for sure. So what are now this was interesting to me, the top five American athletes as far as the Olympics go. And I have my list here. And we're combining both summer and winter, but I got to believe that most of yours are going to be
summer. Two winter Olympians.
I have one.
And these are American.
Yeah.
These are American Olympians.
These are the top five American Olympians of all time. This Olympics edition of the square and the round. So who's your number five?
Number five is kind of controversial because I don't know how to refer to them.
Mm-hmm.
I put Bruce Jenner.
Oh, yeah. He was great.
This is a sidebar. Just somebody trying to be informed. When you refer to somebody as they once were, do you refer to them as a man? Because when Bruce Jenner won the Olympics, he was a man. I understand he's a woman now.
Yeah.
Do you refer to, was it Bruce Jenner or was it Caitlyn Jenner? I really don't know.
Well,
and I'll say this. This is a sincere question.
Do you know when, you know that movie Juno, which we both liked?
Yeah.
You liked it, didn't you?
Loved Juno.
I love it too. So Ellen Page played the main character. Well, she's now Elliot Page.
Yeah.
Now a male. I think now when you say Elliot Page was the star of that movie.
Okay.
I think so. You'd say, I guess Caitlyn Jenner won. Okay.
So my number five is Caitlyn Jenner then.
Well, that's a great pick.
Yes.
I saw something I thought was so funny, but nobody else thought it was that funny. Right after O.J. Simpson died, it was a meme. I don't know if I shared it with you. It was Howard Cosell standing next to, and this probably was a photo of in 1979, standing next to O.J. Simpson and Bruce Jenner, and they were covering some event, probably the Olympics.
Yeah.
Okay. So the caption was from Cosell, "I've just come from the future. You will not believe the shit these two go through." Is that hilarious?
That is funny.
Like, you will not believe what these two get into.
Well, and what's funny is like they're all kind of that. Their worlds are very collided and very.
I mean, imagine that.
Yeah.
Look what those two have done.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Have I told you my theory about Tom Brady? This is off topic as well.
No.
All right. Have you ever noticed the parallels between Tom Brady and
Jenner?
Oh no, O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson.
Yes.
Tom Brady, big winner, great football, great
Hall
athlete.
Hall of Famer. Yeah.
Breaks up with the wife.
Correct.
Okay, what now?
Hurts rental car commercials.
Oh, he does do Hurts rental car commercials. That's true.
Tumultuous relationship with his wife.
Well.
AFC North. Hall of Famer.
How tumultuous is
one of the best of his position.
No doubt about that.
Yeah.
Golly. So you're saying. Look out 10 years from now.
If it happens, don't say I didn't warn you.
Goodness.
There's warning signs.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Bruce Jenner because I think he looks more and more womanly every time I see him.
Maybe it's a combination of both.
Yeah. I do. Every time I see him, I think, my God, his cheekbones look great.
It's weird, though. He gets younger looking every time you see him. It's amazing.
It's a diet, I guess. Yeah. Or whatever he's doing. I don't know. You know, I put Jim Craig, who you've never heard of, probably.
No.
He was the goalie on the team.
From the Miracle team. Okay.
And he played out of his butt for all those games. He was not supposed to be that good. So I put him on there just because I wanted somebody representing that team.
Fair.
Could have put Mike Ruzioni, who scored the game-winning goal and was the captain.
I feel like you could have put the whole team.
Maybe I should just put the whole team.
I feel like the whole team would suffice.
In that case, I will make it the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team.
I think that's
it's the greatest moment in Olympic sports history, in my opinion.
Okay.
Watch that movie. I mean, and to watch it live was unreal.
Yeah.
And, you know, the game was in the afternoon. It was scheduled for like 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, even though it was on the East Coast, but they delayed it on ABC. And at that time, we couldn't find the score. I mean, how could you? There
of course.
Was no internet.
Yeah.
So before the game started, they said on ABC television, they ran it at like 7 or 8 o'clock that night. And they said, okay, we're going to flash the final score. If you don't want to see it, look away. My dad and I looked away. They said, okay, the score's off the screen. We went back, watched the whole game.
That's cool.
It was great. Americans won 4-3.
I miss being in the moment like that. Oh my God. That's so fun.
It was so good when the U.S. beat Russia. Yeah. That's my number five. All right, okay. The U.S. team, the entire team. All right, number four.
Number four for me, my first, what's it called, Winter Olympics, Apollo Anton Ono.
Oh, yeah.
Speed skating extraordinaire.
Great.
I don't remember watching the Olympics.
Fun
name to say.
Yeah.
Great name.
Yeah.
But I remember the coverage and just seeing everybody enthralled with this dude.
Yeah, you're
Apollo
right.
Apollo Ono. So
God, his legs are like
ridiculous.
Tree trunks.
Yes.
Exactly.
I don't know anything about speed skating. I can't even skate.
Yeah.
But the fact that he could do it so well.
Speed skating
is
a pretty
me.
Cool thing.
It is.
In the Winter Olympics. Other than the hockey, I think that's probably my second.
Yeah.
The speed skating. I don't care a thing about figure skating. You won't find a figure skater on my list either.
Snowboarding's kind of cool.
Yeah, I guess that's
right. Or like a ski slalom. Skiing. Yeah.
I don't like figure skating or gymnastics, therefore I do not have them.
I take that back. The best Winter Olympic sport is curling.
Curling.
I don't care what you say. It is the best.
I've never been a person that's gotten into curling.
I'm so not awesome.
Into curling. No, I've never got. Everybody says how great it is. I never liked it.
Speaking of, did you know that tight end George Kittle actually is part of a curling team? He does that in the offseason.
No, I didn't know
for
that.
For the 49. Him and a few other NFL players are part of a curling team. Yeah.
My number four is Jesse Owens because put it on Hitler. Boom.
He's my number two.
Knocked him out. Love him.
I think as far as how you feel about the Miracle Hockey game, as far as the moment, that was one of the biggest moments in sports. Yeah. Jesse Owens going into Berlin and just showing him
this is what's really going on. It may be the greatest moment in Olympic
history.
It may be. It was unbelievable to stick it right in the face of Hitler. Like, screw you.
And he was there in the crowd and just left.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. In fact, I probably should have him higher. I have him at number four.
He's my number two. But I think, mention of him is great.
Number three.
Number three, Shaun White.
I remember him.
My second Winter Olympian.
Yeah. Then they call him the tomato?
The flying tomato.
The flying
tomato. The big red hair.
Yeah.
He's just like, as far as action sports goes, he was the guy.
A little too new agey for me. You know how I am. Very particular. Very, breakdancing's in this Olympics, and I don't care one thing.
Is that a thing now?
They're testing it out. Breakdancing, yes.
One of my favorite Shaun White moments was he was getting interviewed after he won a gold medal. And he was talking to the interviewer. They were like, yeah, we were drinking. We were doing this. And she goes, Shaun, you're only 18. How are you able to drink it? He goes, oh, I'm talking about Mountain Dew, baby. It was very, very funny moment.
I remember that. Yeah,
I love Shaun White.
I had Mark Spitz at number three.
Okay.
He was the Michael Phelps before Michael Phelps.
Gotcha.
He had, I think, 7 Olympic medals at the 1972 games in Munich. Mm-hmm. And you know, those games were marred by tragedy, if you recall. That
yes.
was the terrorist attack. But he had won all those gold medals. It was an incredible feat. And they thought he'd be the best swimmer of all time, but of course he got passed by Michael Phelps. So I have Spitz there.
He's your number three.
Yeah.
My number two was Jesse Owens.
My number two is Carl Lewis.
Okay.
Carl Lewis is Carl Lewis. I mean, he did the worst national anthem ever.
That's what I remember Carl Lewis for.
Yeah. But before that, at the LA Games in 84, man, he dominated.
Yeah.
And he was great in the 88 Olympics, too. He and Ben Johnson from Canada ran against each other at the 88 Olympics in Seoul. Ben Johnson beat him badly, but it turned out later Ben Johnson was on all sorts of drugs. So they stripped that away from him and Carl Lewis. So I'll put Carl Lewis at number
Wasn't
two.
He a torchbearer at the Olympics?
I'm sure he was.
He was on a speedboat with Nadal
and
Serena Williams.
It's because, of all his greatness.
Yeah.
And, he was. And, you know, they should have had Phelps on there, too, in my mind.
He was there, but he
should
did something very.
Doing something different.
Yeah, he was on that wall where they were dancing and stuff.
And, of course, he's our number one.
Of course.
I mean, how can he not
He's
be?
My number one, too. Yeah.
I mean, we talked about him earlier.
Of course.
Is there any way for him not to be number one? He dominated everything so much. And let me say this, too. France does a nice job. China puts on a nice show, too.
I agree.
China put on.
The China show was great.
I hate to say that because, you know, we hate China. We're America. But China put on a nice show.
Yeah.
Only country to ever host both the summer and winter games. Beijing. Beijing is the only city to ever host both.
Interesting.
Summer in 08, winter, God, what was it? 14, maybe, that they hosted the Winter Olympics.
Do you remember the beginning of the China ceremony where they were, or the Beijing, where they were playing on those drums?
Yes.
I went to a museum that had one of those drums there.
Yeah.
And those things were absolutely humongous. The detail that went into and there was thousands of them.
Yeah.
The detail that one of those drums were incredible.
It was an amazing Olympics.
Yes.
That one where Spitz won, or excuse me, Spitz, where Michael Phelps won all that stuff.
Yeah.
That got me back into the Olympics.
Yeah.
And then I didn't care for a few. I liked the London ones in 12. I think Tokyo really got cheated 3 years.
It did.
That sucked it did. For them.
The Rio one was kind of forgettable.
But then it was supposed to be 2020 in Tokyo, and they had to delay it a whole year because of COVID, and nobody could really go even in 21.
I know, it was kind of a bummer.
They should give it back to them sooner rather than later.
Yeah, they should get another shot at it.
That's it for the square and the round. This is a great episode. A lot of Olympic stuff there. We'll have our closing ceremonies next week.
Of course.
It'll be excellent. Yeah. Have a great one. Download it wherever you get your podcasts. Am I right about this?
Yeah.
All right. The square and the round.